This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد we come to the fourth quality that a shepherd of sheep needs to have, and which is concern and compassion. Concern for his flock and compassion, meaning understanding their needs, understanding their pain, understanding their suffering. Now, sheep must be fed. They will not go and look for food on their own. If food is not provided, they will simply sit and die. One of the classic examples of this, even in horses, for example, the horses of the Mongols, would just pasture them. They never actually fed their horses. They didn't have stall feeds. They didn't have, haystacks. Horses found their own food. They grazed. And even in the winter where there was snow and sometimes, heavy snow, Mongol horses would dig with their hoofs in the snow and find food. The Mongols never fed their horses. Whereas if you take thoroughbreds, if you take horses from other parts of the world, the horse will just die. If you don't feed it, it cannot forage. It doesn't know how to do that. And especially not in snow and so on and so forth. If it is not fed, if it is not put in a stall, if you don't take care of it and cover it with a blanket and so on, the horse will just die. But not the Mongol pony. The Mongol pony was hardy. It grew, even the fur, it grew a thick, not fur, but, more hair to stay warm. And it found its own food. Now, sheep are even worse. The sheep will not do anything at all. I've seen sheep in the meadows in Britain, for example. And they have bales of hay, which are put out in, they're not even in one place, they're all over the field. Where sheep are pastured, bales of hay are put out. The sheep doesn't feel the cold because it has wool, but if you don't have the hay there, that sheep will die. So no matter what the weather conditions may be, the shepherd must ensure that he takes them out to the right grazing ground or has an alternate source of food and water for his sheep. The shepherd must think of his sheep's nutrition before he thinks of his own. So concern and compassion for the flock must be uppermost in his mind. When sheep get sick, it is the shepherd who must sit up in the night and nurse them. Sheep are delicate and they are easily injured, so the shepherd must be compassionate and help them over difficult ground. And as I said, sometimes this may mean carrying them across. Sheep are also particularly stupid. I mean, I've seen sheep getting stuck in a cleft between two rocks. And after a lot of difficulty, you pull the sheep out and he jumps and gets back stuck back again in that cleft again. So they're not particularly smart. But they are your flock. You can't abandon them. So many times you would have seen, as I mentioned before, a shepherd carrying a newborn kid, a newborn lamb on his shoulders, or even, an older one, because it's not strong enough to walk, because it's getting tired. So that is the quality number four, which is concern and compassion. Number five is vision. Sheep are close to the ground, and if you've seen sheep walking, they are close to the ground and they walk with their head down. And so they can't see very far, and they are not aware of hidden dangers. They just go and fall into something. The shepherd, on the other hand, has a vantage point because he is standing up tall. And so he can see the danger long before the sheep become aware of it, and he can warn the sheep against it. Prophets foresee the results of deeds, which the doers of the deeds don't see. When a shepherd is herding his flock, he is the only one who knows the direction to take and the destination that he wants them to reach. The perspective, to have a perspective is critical because perspective determines direction. if you do not have perspective, you don't know which way to go. Perspective is the result of being aware of your present situation, a present position, and being aware of the destination. So perspective is a consequence of holding two images in your mind simultaneously, the image of where you are and the image of where you want to be. And this is something which the prophets, the messengers of Allah, they specialize in that, which is the dunya wal akhirah. So here is the dunya, here is the world, and this is what the akhirah will look like depending on what we do in this world. So the prophets, as I mentioned before, foresee the results of deeds which the doers of the deeds don't see. Therefore, a shepherd is the only one when herding his flock who knows the direction to take, the destination that he wants them to reach. Sheep will simply go in the direction he sets, even if it is harmful. And that is why it is essential for the shepherd to be clear about the direction in the first place. And so vision is very critical. Perspective is absolutely essential. Point number six is simplicity. A shepherd's life must be simple by default. A shepherd cannot stay away from a sheep. Okay? A shepherd can't be living in a palace and the sheep are, you know, somewhere in the field outside. It doesn't work. A shepherd has to be there with the sheep. He has to sleep with the sheep. And believe me, it doesn't smell that nice. But a shepherd's life has to be simple by default. So the shepherd learns simplicity, austerity, and he learns to live without luxuries. A shepherd must carry his own possessions, as the sheep will not carry them for him. So he has to be light and mobile. If you have seen, camel shepherds and shepherds of horses and shepherds of cattle, they quite happily, they can load a lot of weight onto one of the animals, and the animal is strong enough to carry that. But in the case of sheep, no, you can't put a handkerchief on a sheep. So the shepherd has to carry, and therefore the shepherd must be light and mobile. The shepherd must be physically tough and must take hardship in his stride. He has to sleep early. He wakes often in the night to check on his flock. He can't sleep very soundly. And then he wakes early as the day breaks and his flock begins to stir. If he sleeps too long, the sheep will leave him and go away in all directions and get scattered. And then the shepherd has the whole hassle of finding them again, which may not be that easy. Point number seven is closeness to nature. Shepherds naturally live close to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In most places, shepherds camp out with their sheep, moving from grazing to grazing, and do not return home for months. Shepherds who graze their sheep in hilly areas, they actually have to move from grazing ground to grazing ground depending on the weather, because when the snows come, they move down into the plains, and when the heat starts in the plains, then they go up into the mountains, and so also other places, and sometimes they don't return home for a long time. Their only companions are their sheep. So therefore, a shepherd must love solitude and must know how to keep himself engaged to be a good shepherd. There is plenty of time to reflect. There's no urgency to go from place to place. And the opportunity to get to know yourself very well exists. Among the joys of being close to nature is being able to see the stars, eat and drink natural things, sleep on the ground, to listen to the silence, to become comfortable with darkness and not feel threatened, to see the sun rise and set, to recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, and so build your own connection with the one to whom you will answer one day. All these are the benefits of herding sheep. Even if you do not do that literally today, and I think it is very important to literally do that as well, it is important to ask how many of these qualities are within us and what are we doing to develop those that are not. This is a very important quality to have in terms of leadership, in terms of taking care of others. which is essentially what a leader is supposed to do. And spending time grazing sheep and being with shepherd is a very good way of doing that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحيم.